Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Good Morning Live. I'm so glad that you are with me again today. Man, we are continuing through the opening, just the opening chapter of Mark's gospel. And today we are staying with the call of the first disciples. If you remember yesterday, we kind of hung around that a little bit. Yesterday we leaned in to talk about the adventure of surrender. We talked about Jesus walking into ordinary life and calling ordinary people into extraordinary purpose. And man, I love that about God. But today I want to take this to the next part of that call and just press into it for a little bit because, you know, we don't want to just cherry pick a part of the story, but what was the call? What did Jesus ask of the disciples? Because Jesus did not only say, follow me, right? No, he said, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. That means following Jesus is not just about where we are going, but it's about who we are reaching, right? Now, I want to, you know, when we start talking about something like this, about evangelism, some people start to get nervous. Some people hear fishers of men and immediately think, Pastor, I don't know enough. Now, I paused there because didn't know if I want to share this story, but I guess I will. But, you know, anytime I hear, you know, that phrase from scripture, fishers of men, I laugh. At a season when my mom was pastoring she had taken over a church and wanted to rebrand the church. And she came to me and said, Jim, I think we're going to rename the church Fishers of Men. And I said, Mom, you can't be a female pastor and name the church Fishers of Men. She didn't get it. But I just said, no, you can't do that. So they ended up not doing it. But every time I hear that phrase, I come back to that. But so that's my frame of reference whenever we start talking about that. But, you know, whenever we start talking about being a fisher of men or evangelism or you know, helping people, connecting with people, the first thing I usually hear from people is, Pastor, I do not know enough. I'm not bold enough. I'm not outgoing enough. I don't know how to answer every question. And most importantly, if you're like me, I don't want it to be weird, right? And I understand all that. But fishing for people is not about being strange. It's not about being pushy. It's not about winning arguments. It's not about trying to act like you know everything. You're coming to the table with every answer. It's all solved. But it's about letting your life and your words simply point people to Jesus. And you can do that. You can tell somebody what Jesus has done for you. You can invite somebody. You can pray for somebody. You can share a scripture. You can speak hope. You can say this way to Jesus. And today I want to help us see that this is not just for preachers. This is the assignment of every follower of Jesus. If you follow him, he will make you into someone who helps others find him. So let's go back to the text we've been hanging around the last few days over there in Mark chapter 1. Today we're going to pick up in verse 16. And it says, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, and they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men. And they immediately left their nets and followed him. Then if we jump down to verse 19, it says, when he had gone a little further from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and immediately he called them, and they went after him. So today, I want to teach from this thought. Jesus turns saved people into sent people. Jesus turns saved people into sent people. Mark 1:17, if you remember, it said, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. I want you to pay attention to that order there because it says, first follow me, then I will make you become, then fishers of men. That tells us that evangelism flows out of discipleship, right? We do not fish for people because we're trying to earn God's approval. We fish for people because we are following Jesus. And the more you follow Jesus, the more his heart for people gets inside of you. What does scripture say in Luke 19? For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. What was his purpose? Why did he come? To seek and to save that which was lost. What was lost? Humanity, people. So if we're following him, his mission becomes our mission. His burden becomes our burden. His compassion becomes our compassion. His love for people begins to shape how we see other people. When that begins to happen, you stop seeing coworkers as interruptions and you start seeing them as souls. You stop seeing neighbors as background characters in your life and you start seeing them as people that Jesus died for. And yeah, this one's the hardest, but you will stop seeing difficult people only through the lens of that frustration. And you start remembering they need the grace of God too. So what happens? Jesus turns saved people into sent people. He catches fish and turns them into fishermen. He saves sinners and turns them into soul winners. Listen, I want to be clear on this because that does not mean that everyone is called to preach from a platform. Doesn't mean that everyone's called to have a program or a podcast or, you know, be on a platform in some that way or preach in the church. But every believer is called to be a witness. If you go back to the book of Acts, it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you shall be my witnesses. I love that because, you know, I'm a Pentecostal preacher, or, you know, and I'm always challenging our church because, you know, we want the power. Lord, give me the power. Send the power down. You know, power in the, we want the power, right? But what did the scripture say? Well, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you shall be witnesses. So the power had a purpose. The power wasn't to give goosebumps. The power wasn't to show off on a platform. The power was to be witnesses, to embolden, to cause the follower of Jesus to live with such an anointing and a power and a call on the inside of them to take the gospel to those who have not heard. So a witness is someone who tells what they have simply seen and heard. So listen, that means your story matters. Your testimony matters. Your words matter. Your invitation to somebody matters. Your kindness matters. And listen, you might say, well, you know, I don't feel ready. I don't feel ready. But listen, when the Spirit comes upon you, it changes you. Where maybe you may say, I do not feel ready. But that is why, listen, Jesus said, I will make you become. Remember the process. I will make you become. He develops you as you follow. So today, declare this. I am a follower of Jesus. I am a witness for Jesus. He is making me become. My life points people to him. Now listen, fishing requires active pursuit. Now, if Jesus uses fishing as the picture here, then we need to learn from the picture. The first thing about fishing is that it requires active pursuit. Listen, fish, you know, and I'm not a great fisherman. It's, you know, it's not my side hobby of choice. But listen, one thing I do know is that fish normally do not jump into the boat by themselves. Can we agree on that? Right? You have to go where the fish are. You have to cast the net. You have to show up. You have to be intentional. You have to say, we're going to catch fish. I remember maybe it was the last year, the year before, I was taken. I should have had this picture ready, but I was taken. Jeremiah wanted to go fishing. So we have this little creek under a covered bridge by our house. And we were going down and my oldest daughter, Judy, said, "Hey, I want to go." And I said, "Fine, you can come fishing with us," to my oldest son's dismay. So we went down fishing and, you know, he's trying, doing everything he can to catch a fish. And my daughter, Judy, just takes the little, you know, he had a real fishing rod and she takes the little plastic one and throws it into the water. And 2.3 seconds later, here she comes with this fish. Can I tell you, my son was not happy about that moment, right? But here's the thing. They don't just show up. They don't just show up. You have to be intentional. That's why Jesus said in Mark 16, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." He did not say, just wait and hope that the world comes to you, right? No, he said, wait in Jerusalem until you receive power and then go to every nation, go to the four corners of the world, tell everybody who has ears to hear, let them hear. He said, go. And that does not mean, listen, every person has to move overseas. It means we live sent. We go across the room. We move across the street. We go into conversations. We go into workplaces with awareness. We go into our family gatherings with compassion. We go into our communities carrying the gospel. And this is where many believers need a shift. See, because we thought witnessing was simply an event. Oh, we got street evangelism this Saturday, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, but it's an event. No, but it's actually a lifestyle. It is living aware that God may use me today. God may open a door for me today. God may give me a word for someone today. God may let me encourage someone today. Don't ever underestimate the power of simply encouraging somebody. Man, we like to get so caught up in all the other stuff and, you know, has to be all these things. Just encouraging somebody, man, can turn their day around. He may have you plant a seed into somebody's life today financially. God may let you invite someone today. But fishing requires active pursuit. And sometimes active pursuit is as simple as paying attention. Who around you is hurting? Who around you feels discouraged? Who around you is searching? Who around you keeps bringing up different questions? Who around you needs an invitation? Who needs prayer? Listen, don't overcomplicate it. Just start with one person, one conversation, one invitation, one act of kindness. The kingdom often advances, listen, one soul at a time. And here's the truth. You do not have to reach everyone today, but you can reach someone today. Man, I want to say that again. You do not have to reach everyone. You don't have to be like the Acts, you know, when Peter got up to preach and 3,000 people were saved in one day, right? But you can reach someone today. And listen, fishing requires patience and preparation. You don't always catch a fish the moment you cast the net. Just ask my son, Jeremiah. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you have to keep casting. Sometimes you have to try again. Sometimes you don't see immediate results. Listen, that is true with people. Not everyone responds the first time. Right? Not every conversation produces an instant testimony. But what do? We keep loving, we keep praying, we keep speaking truth, we keep living consistently, we keep casting our net. That's why I love Galatians 6:9, where it says, "And let us not grow weary in what? In doing good." Why? Because in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart, if we do not grow weary. So listen, there is a due season, and you may be planting today, and what someone else will water tomorrow. You might be watering what somebody planted years ago. But listen, God gives the increase. That's why 1 Corinthians says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And listen, I love that because it takes the pressure off. One of the greatest things we can discover as believers is the understanding that you are not the Savior. You are not the Holy Spirit. You are not your unsaved family member's Holy Spirit. They have a Holy Spirit, or not a Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knows them and knows where they are, right? You are not responsible to manipulate a response out of someone. You are simply responsible to be faithful. So fishing also requires preparation. A good fisherman knows what he's doing. He learns, he prepares, he studies, he pays attention. And Peter tells us in Scripture, always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. Always be ready. That does not mean have every answer to every question. But listen, it does mean you are growing in the Word. It does mean you can explain the gospel simply. Doesn't mean you have to go in deep into the Trinity and the Ark of the Covenant. No, it means Jesus came, he died for our sins, he went to the grave, he defeated hell, and he rose from the grave, and now he offers eternal life to all who would call upon him. It means you can tell what Jesus has done in your life. It means you are not caught completely unaware when someone asks you, hey, why do you believe? Why do you follow that Jesus stuff? And here's a simple way to share. This is where I was. This is what Jesus did. And this is how he changed me. And he can do the same for you. And listen, that is powerful. Your testimony does not need to be dramatic to be effective. If Jesus saved you, you have a testimony. If Jesus ever forgave you, you have a testimony. If Jesus brought you peace, you have a testimony. If Jesus restored you or your marriage, you have a testimony. If Jesus is changing you today from what you were yesterday, you have a testimony. So be patient, be prepared, but keep casting the net. And listen, this is one of the reasons that I care so deeply about what we're doing here at the Pioneer Channel. We are using media and every platform available as a net. I look at every broadcast, every teaching, every interview as a net. Every app, every platform, every stream, every program is another opportunity to cast the gospel further. Why? Because there are people we may never meet in person. We hear all the time from people all around the world who found our app, who tuned in and watched the channel, watched these live streams, that were encouraged or changed or came to Christ. I'll never meet them in person, but the word can still reach them. There are homes we may never step inside physically, but the gospel can still enter through a screen. There are people searching and hurting and discouraged and far from God, and one message at the right moment can be that turning point. Listen, and this is why we unashamedly ask and invite people to become partners with us. Listen, because when you give, when you support this ministry, you help us keep casting the net. You help us strengthen believers and reach people with the gospel through television and digital platforms. So I just want to encourage you today, if you've never taken that step, if you've never partnered with us, go to ptnnow.com and become a media partner. And for those who do support and pray and stand with us and help us keep casting to the net, listen, together we can tell the story of Jesus every way possible. So thank you for helping us fish through social media. And listen, to keep on in the teaching, fishing means catch and release. Catch and release. Now there's another natural, in the natural, some fishermen catch fish and release them back into the water. But spiritually, we are catching people out of darkness and releasing them into the grace of God. We are not trying to control people. We're not trying to build our own little kingdom. We are trying to make people dependent on us. We are pointing them to Jesus. We are helping them be free. We are helping them know the Lord. We are helping them step into the life God has for them. That's why John 8 reminds us, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. And that's the goal of freedom. Not religious bondage, not manipulation or pressure, but freedom in Christ. And this is why our witness must carry the heart of Jesus. Truth, yes. Boldness, yes. Repentance, yes. But also love and grace and compassion and patience and mercy. People are not projects. People are not numbers. People are not notches in your spiritual belt. Well, how many did you get today, right? No, people are souls Jesus died for. So we speak truth and we speak it with love. We carry conviction with humility. We offer hope with compassion. And we remember that we also need grace. And when someone comes to Jesus, we don't make them our project, right? No, we help them become his. We catch and release. Released into forgiveness. Released into new life. Released into purpose. Released into the freedom that Jesus paid for. Again, released into purpose. Released into the freedom that Jesus paid for. So the question is, are we fishing? Now let's bring this home today. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. So the question is not only, do I believe in Jesus? The question is, am I allowing him or am I following him, in his mission? Am I allowing him to make me into a fisher of men? Am I living aware of the people around me? Am I willing to speak when I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit or invite somebody or taking a moment to stop and pray for somebody? Am I willing to be used of God? There is a parable that asks a haunting question. Can someone really call themselves a fisherman if they never fish? They may attend meetings about fishing. They may read books about fishing. They may talk about fishing. They may own fishing equipment. They may admire other fishermen. But if they never fish, are they really functioning as fishermen? And the question, that question should stir us, because Jesus did not call us only to gather and talk about the lost, right? Churches, we love that. Let's gather and talk. Let's plan something. Let's get a committee on it. No, but he called us to go. He called us to cast. He called us to witness. He called us to make disciples. Remember, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And listen, this does not have to be complicated. Just ask the Lord today, Lord, make me aware. Who can I encourage? Who can I pray for? Who can I share my story with? Who needs to hear that Jesus loves them? Who needs to hear and know that there is hope? And then be ready. Because if God asks, you know, if you ask God and he opens the door, listen, you got to walk through it. And when he does open that door, do not shrink back. Right? You might feel nerves. You might be like, this is out of my comfort zone. But listen, we have the comforter. We have the Holy Spirit who leads, guides, and directs us in all truth. So you do not witness alone. You witness with the power of the Spirit. So these men were fishermen. Jesus used what they already understood to explain what he was calling them into. He said, you know how to fish for fish, but I'm going to teach you how to fish for people. I love that because it tells us something. God can use what you already do as a platform for what he wants to do through you. Maybe you're in business. Well, guess what? Your business can become a vehicle for the kingdom. You're in healthcare. God can use you to minister. Man, that's so incredible, to hurting people and offer hope. If you're a teacher, well, congratulations for being on summer break right now. But come on, this fall, God will send you right back into that room to use you to shape lives. Maybe you work with your hands. God can use your faithfulness and conversations. Maybe you're a parent who stays home. And that's your job. You can, God can use you to disciple that next generation. What an honor and a privilege. Maybe you are in media. Come on, God can use screens and sound and cameras and content to carry the gospel. So what my point is, whatever your vocation, your deeper calling is the kingdom. Your job is not separate from your witness. Your daily life is not separate from your assignment. And you don't have to wait until you are on a platform to be used by God. You can be used right where you are. Because listen, the call is not just about doing religious things. The call is about following Jesus in all things. So that's why our prayer should be, Lord, use my life. Use my words. Use my work and my influence. Use my relationship. Make me a fisher of men. Let me pray for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for calling us to follow you. Thank you that you do not only save us from something, you call us into your mission. You make us fishers of men. So Lord, give us your heart for people. Help us see people the way you see them. Give us boldness without harshness. Give us compassion without compromise. Give us wisdom for conversations. Give us patience when we do not see immediate results. Keep us casting the net. Use our homes, our workplaces, our churches, our social media to help reach people. Use this platform, the Pioneer Channel, the Good Morning Live program, all that we do. Send us on mission. Lord, if we are getting ready for vacations, help us use our vacations to share the gospel with people that we're going to come in contact with. And we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. So come on. We're going to follow Jesus. We got to follow his mission. Well, I don't know if in the broadcast you saw me doing a little under the counter click and a little push over that way. There's a reason for that. There were two little girls in the studio with me today who have been trying to get on camera, and I've been trying to discreetly shoo them away while I'm in the teaching. But girls, now you can come. So obviously my wife is a school teacher. Loretta, you want to come? No, she decided she doesn't want to come. But this is my daughter, Judy. This is the one who got the fish, right? And beat her big brother in getting a fish. So while my wife is, you know, she's a school teacher, and obviously being at home with all the kids every day sometimes can be a lot. So I try to bring some of them at least to the ministry here with me and hang out. But whenever the cameras go live, they like to jump in on it. You sure you don't want to say hi, Loretta? All right. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. I trust that this program has blessed you. Now, remember that God loves you. He's not mad at you, and he has a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now. Say bye. God bless you.
Good Morning Live is made possible by the prayers and generosity of faithful partners and friends like you. Thank you for helping us proclaim Jesus, encourage believers, and impact lives around the world. To learn more, visit ptnnow.com.